Sorry, the rains are not very heavy and violent, but the winds are very, very strong, and they're gusting out the hurricane force very, very easy in Cat 1 strength. As that, in fact, 81 miles per hour maximum gust we have here. Wind sustained at 60 miles per hour. We expect these conditions to continue like this perhaps another 2 hours or so before it gradually starts to come down after about 7 hours, after 9:30 or so.
Sabu, has the speed at which Tropical Storm Elsa is moving, has she slowed down? Is she maintaining her speed as she moves across Barbados?
Now, briefly during the night, early part of the night, she slowed down from 28 to 26 miles per hour, but then she picked back up to 28 miles per hour, so she's resumed her pretty brisk run across the Atlantic and towards Barbados. Like I said, she's actually now pretty much just south of us now. A little tip earlier than what we thought, so she might be accelerating again. So she probably is picking up a little pace again as she passed to our south. To the center, like I said, just to the south of Barbados, are going to give things are unfolding pretty quickly here. We're trying to ensure also that our systems keep running. So we're a bit stretched out. So as soon as I can get a how far south she is, I can get that for you. But like I said, Elsa is literally right south of Barbados right now, making her way towards, in a few minutes, she'll be the center of probably the southwest of the island, and we'll be moving into the northeastern quadrant of Elsa, which will also still have very strong wind. It's not over yet, folks, because the center is to the south and just passes, when it just passes Barbados, it's not over. We're still in the thick of things, so just hang in there some more. We got about another 2 hours or so, really strong winds. Just hang in there.
Thank you very much. And that's Director of Met Services, Sabu Best, giving us an update on a Tropical Storm Elsa.